You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WGBW Daily News Roundup for the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Lisa Hale with this local news update. A Greater Green Bay area lawmaker is proposing a bill in the Wisconsin State Legislature that would give adults who were adopted access to their original and unredacted birth certificates. State Senator Andre Jacques of New Franken introduced the legislation, saying the purpose of the bill is to give adoptees access to information about their own identity, as well as potential health information that could affect them. Only a small percentage of adoptions are closed, but those closed files prevent the adoptees from accessing their original, unredacted birth certificate under state law. Sump pumps and shop vacs are running all throughout southeastern Wisconsin after record rainfall over the weekend. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
It's an emergency in Milwaukee County.
We're working actively with municipal first responders all across Milwaukee County to address the immediate needs of the affected people and to assure the safety of the entire public. So with that in mind, I am declaring a state of emergency all across Milwaukee County to empower our emergency management personnel to deploy more additional resources to activate our state and federal partners to assist us with our efforts right here on the ground within Milwaukee County.
Milwaukee County Executive David Crawley declared a state of emergency yesterday as record-breaking flooding continues to impact thousands across the area. Governor Tony Evers issued a statement last night saying he's sending in the National Guard to help the Milwaukee County response. More than a foot of rain fell in areas of Milwaukee and Waukesha counties, causing widespread basement flooding, power outages, road closures, and an early end to the Wisconsin State Fair. They didn't open for their final day. Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson says the city is working in overdrive to clean up.
I can tell you that city government continues its major response that's been underway since earlier on in this rain event. Our lead city agencies, the fire department, the police department, public works, emergency management, they've all been active and without interruption since this event started to happen in our community.
The American Red Cross has opened a couple of emergency shelters to help those impacted. Those are listed on the city's website.
Flooding over the weekend caused the Wisconsin State Fair to close early. It also activated swift water resources and technicians from Appleton, Nina Menasha, and Clayton fire departments. They're in Waukesha County to help with rescue and evacuation operations. Governor Tony Evers is also sending the National Guard to help in the Milwaukee area. Meanwhile, the Appleton Fire Department is reminding citizens never walk, swim, or drive through floodwaters. Just 6 inches of fast-moving floodwater can knock you over, and 12 inches could carry your vehicle away. Turn around, don't drown. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is asking for input from residents on the 2025 Americans with Disabilities Act transition plan. According to a press release, the plan is meant to guide the Department of Transportation's efforts to improve accessibility on the state's highway system, like upgrades to roadside facilities and public rights of way to make it easier for residents with disabilities to travel. The plan can be reviewed at the Wisconsin Department of Transportation website, and public comments will be accepted until the end of the month. Polarization, threats of political violence, Christian nationalism, and the role that faith communities play in democracy were topics of conversation as faith leaders throughout Wisconsin gathered for a panel discussion recently in Oshkosh. Reverend Nee Addo Abraham, the director of campus ministry and associate pastor of Press House at UW-Madison, said anti-Semitism on campus, school shootings at other colleges, and other political violence are hampering the spiritual development of students.
The college students that I work with don't know a world without political violence sort of happening all the time. And not just the violent acts themselves, which we've seen an increase in, but like the legitimization of them through like our politicians speaking in ways that kind of encourage that rhetoric.
Dr. Gerald Mast, professor of communication at Bluffton University and member of the Mennonite Church, fears that the Christian nationalism movement threatens the democracy of our nation.
And it seems to me that in our society specifically, the greatest challenge is coming from Christian nationalism, the linkage between Christian churches and national identity, and then a racial component showing up in much of that, something that we could call white Christian nationalism. And it does seem to me that those of us in Christian churches need to push back against that linkage in our context. At least it seems to me that is one of the greatest threats to democracy.
The conference was hosted and organized by the University of Wisconsin Oshkosh Whitburn Center and the Wisconsin Alliance for Civic Trust. Those organizations work to promote trust in the political system, support for fair, safe, and secure elections, and peaceful engagement. News at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.fm. I'm Lisa Hale for 97.9 WGBW News.
Baseball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers open a three-game series against the Pirates tonight after a thrilling 7-6 win yesterday to sweep the Mets. The game tied at 6-6. Bottom of the ninth, Isaac Collins at the plate. FanDuel Wisconsin.
Collins today with two hits. He's 2-for-4. Collins, fly ball. Deep in the right field. Isaac Collins. It is a walk-off home run. He's done it again. And the Brewers have won their ninth straight game.
Now, despite the floods in Milwaukee, over 37,000 fans came to the ballpark to support the team. Was there concern they might stay home?
I wasn't sure. Yeah, I honestly didn't know, like, if fans weren't going to be able to make it, and they showed out. Like, that's just AmFam for you, Brewers Nation. You know, they love their Brewers, and, you know, I love playing for this team.
That's the Brewers' Isaac Collins. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Eddie Murphy has pretty much been an open book for most of his incredibly impressive career. He was a highly successful comedian, one of the most popular SNL actors ever, and has had a lengthy movie career packed with several blockbusters like Beverly Hills Cop and Trading Places. That did not stop him from pointing out some of the blemishes on his resume in a recent interview with Complex 360. Murphy had no problem discussing some of his clunkers, which included maybe what Murphy considers to be his biggest bomb, The Adventures of Pluto Nash. The sci-fi comedy came out in 2002 and is also one of the biggest flops of all time after bombing with critics and only making $7 million against a $100 million budget. 1998's Holy Man is also on his list and lost big bucks, but when asked about his critically panned comedy Norbit, where Murphy played several different characters, Murphy held his ground and said he loved the movie. More honesty like this, please. Love, Eddie Murphy. The music industry is still mourning the loss of Ozzy Osbourne. Wife Sharon Osbourne has said there will be a biopic of the rocker's life. Before you get too excited and think it's going to be all sex, drugs, and rock and roll, the Osbournes say it will focus on their marriage. The project was first announced in 2021, and all the Osbournes will play a role, with his children being listed as producers. Here's a vigilante justice news update. The Batman Part 2 has movement. Production will start filming in the spring of 2026, according to Variety. The film will not hit theaters until the following year, with a premiere date set for October 1 of 2027. Robert Pattinson is back to portray the Dark Knight. The production has been delayed several times, but all the ducks appear to be in a row. Matt Reeves is back in the director's chair. I was beginning to think this would never happen. James Cameron's Titanic won 11 Oscars and made over $1 billion at the global box office. The film almost had a much different look, though, as Matthew McConaughey was a frontrunner for the role of Jack Dawson, which ultimately went to Leonardo DiCaprio in the 1997 film. According to producer John Lando's book, McConaughey had a great read at the audition and everyone liked it. Cameron thought it was great, too, but asked the actor to read it again. McConaughey said no, that was good, which, according to Lando, kept McConaughey off the cruise. The world is about to get funnier thanks to Warner Brothers, who has just announced it has greenlit a Kristen Wiig and Jonah Hill film, a new comedy called Cut Off. The two funny stars play a pair of entitled siblings, according to The Hollywood Reporter. Hill is attached as the film's director and Wiig is producing. The film is set for release sometime in 2026. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible today. Otherwise, it'll be partly cloudy with a high right around 82 this afternoon. Tonight, a few scattered thunderstorms will drop into the mid-60s. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms with a high right around 85. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
That's your WGBW Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WGBW.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.